You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Welcome once again, Tampa Earl, hanging with you. And today, I've got a treat for us. A man who is a true veteran of the rock and roll world. A man who has been literally in the trenches. And I use that term for a good reason. He is guitarist Ryan Roxy, who is with us today. Ryan, how are you doing?
Hello, Earl. Thank you for having me on. And should I say Tampa Earl?
Earl's fine. Don't worry about it. One thing that I have learned about you, and like I said, you have had a tremendously lengthy career in music. The thing about it is, do you consider yourself a hired gun? I mean, because that is something that, you know, some people look at it as a derogatory term, but it means that people want you.
Well, I mean, the particular band that I play in, the Alice Cooper Band, it's a very special situation. I've been playing with him on and off since 1996. So, you know, am I hired by the Alice Cooper organization? Absolutely, of course. Do I feel like a band member at this point? And does Alice make you feel like a band member when you're in his band? Absolutely as well. So it's sort of the best of both worlds in that sense, because it's one of those things that I stepped into a situation in 96 where Alice had already had a legacy built. You know, he had all those iconic songs from the OGs. He had his comeback, if you will, for lack of a better term, with Poison in that whole era. And so my whole job ever since 96 is sort of getting the legacy to come across the best it can musically. That's my job. Get those songs played live and with the same spirit as the bands that recorded them. Now, what's happened in the process is that a lot of people have grown up with me as their guitar player for the Alice Cooper Band. There's a lot of people that, you know, when they were little kids, first saw the Alice Cooper Band, let's say it was 1997 or something like that. Now they're bringing their kids to the shows, which is crazy. And we're actually seeing three generations of fans. So I don't view the term hire gun as derogatory. Look, if you're hired, that means you're getting paid.
Yeah.
And that means that work that you put into, whether it's a small little garage, a little practice room, or something like this, a nice studio that I get to that I've built my way up to over the years, it means that you've done something right, and that that hard work has been paying off. So, like I said, I'm still driven to do more.
Right.
And that's what keeps me going. And I'm very fortunate and lucky to be able to be touring on this level with Alice. And I want to continue to do stuff like that as well for years to come.
Yeah. You're the another person that has spoken well of Alice Cooper. Nita Strauss has been glowing about how well Alice treats the band members. And he doesn't look at you as a secondary part. He looks at you as part of the family.
Yeah, he definitely wants you to step up. That's the thing, when you're a household name like that, I guess you could go one of two ways. You could be really secure with your ego or be insecure. And Alice is so secure with his status, his legacy, his ego, that he wants who's ever on stage with him, when it's their turn to solo, when it's their turn to shine, be front and center. Shine out and, you know, be as entertaining as possible. I guess that's the best word for it, because that's what we are. We're entertainers. At the end of the day, you can call it a rock and roller. You can call it, you know, live guitar player. It's entertainment. Whether you're a sports guy or whether you're a music guy or whether you're an actor, we're there to entertain people, take them away from their world for just a little, even if it's just a 3-minute song, take them away to a better place, hopefully, and then return them inspired.
Yeah, it's something that you have done quite a bit of. I mean, you were on the Detroit Stories album, and that was, I really enjoyed that, by the way. But something else that you've done is a podcast that I use the term In the Trenches. You have talked to some of the biggest names in the industry for your podcast, In the Trenches with Ryan Roxy. Now, I think I saw the last show was from a few years ago. Have you had any thoughts about reviving that?
Well, I've been doing a few episodes recently, not as much as when it was COVID, when the podcast
COVID
started. So we were doing it, you know, during those dark times, we were doing it every single week. Because what else were you going to do? You know, I was lucky enough to drive myself to finish a couple projects that I could never do when we were on the road. And one of them was start a podcast. So we did a lot of episodes there. I basically took the attitude of all those great conversations that you have after the show in the dressing room or in the back of the bus driving to the next town. I wanted to make it that sort of feeling with the musicians and actors and comedians, whoever I was interviewing, I wanted to have that same sort of casual vibe. And that's when the real cool stories come out. So go check out In the Trenches if you haven't. All those links and stuff is at ryanroxy.com. I have my official YouTube channel as well. And we're up to about maybe 150 episodes. So there's going to be someone that I've talked to that you're going to be inspired, I'm pretty sure, out of 140, 50 episodes.
No doubt. And there, like, as you said, there's a litany of shows there. One other thing I wanted to get into here is the brand new song that you've had out. I know that it posted to YouTube about a month ago, and it's getting a little traction slowly. Yeah, tell us a little bit about Fight Another Day. Yeah, Fight Another Day.
It is. The song is called Fight Another Day, and it's basically about kicking that door down when you think it's closing on you and having that persistence and patience just to wait for your shot to happen and, you know when to maybe say, you know what, I've done enough today to achieve my goal or to make my stand. I'm going to take a step back, live to fight another day. But you best bet I'll be trying everything I can do to do something tomorrow. And that's hopefully the message of the song, what people get to it. The video that we put out, done by a very cool artistic videographer named Erwin Longere. He's produced my last couple videos. The single before this was Better Than You, which you could check out. It's about a little bit about doom scrolling, and back in my day it was called channel surfing. And this new video is sort of a tribute to 8-bit video games. So maybe our generation, Mario Brothers, Pac-Man, Centipede, Donkey Kong. If you're into any of those type of 8-bit retro videos, you can get me. There's my daughter calling, of course. Of course, when I'm doing a podcast, of course, I'll have to message her and tell her that I'll call her right back. But you can go check out any of those videos on my YouTube channel. And I'm really, really happy about the new single because it is all grassroots. It is all fan supported, and it's word of mouth. And we're really good with that. We're doing really good with getting people to recognize it from that. And people like you, Earl, that have me on and let me talk about my whole spiel, then it actually helps me promote myself. And in turn, I'll help promote you whenever I can.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to that song right now. This is the brand new tune from Ryan Roxy and his band. It is called Fight Another Day.
I'm dreaming 9 to 4.
Welcome back, Tampa Earl, with you, and I'm hanging with Ryan Roxy, guitarist extraordinaire of the Alice Cooper Band. But one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Ryan, is that you did have some experiences playing with Slash in Slash's Snake Pit. Now, people automatically are going to know his name. Do you continue to learn the guitar playing with somebody like Slash? Is it...
You learn so much from playing. Well, you learn from playing with anybody, really, whether they
Okay.
have less experience than you or whether they have more experience than you or whether you're exactly on the same level. You're going to learn something from the person that you play with because you spend time, and they just approach the guitar differently than you do. They might look at a guitar solo or a chord change a bit different so you can get inside their heads. That's what we've been able to do with the three guitar players that we have in the Alice Cooper Band. It's Nita Strauss and Tommy Hendrickson and myself. We all approach the guitar in different ways, and we approach a song, an Alice Cooper song, in different ways, but it all comes together with all the parts, and there's no doubt that that influence of those guitar players has rubbed off on me as much as Slash's did. I mean, I gotta tell you, when I was playing with Slash, it was like having a very cool guitar lesson pretty much every single day, because I'd sit back, watch him solo, watch him form a solo, watch him come up with a riff. And like I say, he has a completely different approach as far as timing and writing riffs than what other guitar players that I've played with over the years, and perhaps what I do. But it all works together in cohesiveness in sort of a band, like in once you get a band together, that's when all these amazing things happen, because that's all the personalities melding together. So anyone that hasn't checked out Slash's Snake Pit and that second Slash's Snake Pit record, Ain't Life Grand, please check that one out. I honestly feel it's some of Slash's best guitar playing since Appetite. And that's not just because I played on that album. It's because I really believe he kicked ass on that album. He really
right.
did.
Now, I'm a little surprised that you guys would actually, I mean, Is that something that you actually have done? Is you guys just kind of sit around and bat ideas back and forth?
Oh, that's how you write the songs. That's how great band songs get written. Somebody comes in with an idea of a riff, and then that riff usually morphs a bit. It's not ever the same as when it first came into the room, and that's where the band has something to do with it. And believe it or not, at least in Slash's Snake Pit, Matt Logg, our drummer, you'd think, okay, he's a drummer. He's not writing riffs. He would always say one or two things and put an input about something with a note or a certain, maybe a hit or an upbeat here that would change it for the better. And that's, honestly, that's the beauty of being in a band when you start writing albums and songs as a band. And I know that there's a lot of people that now just do it all themselves, but collaboration is always one of the best things for me to, you know, be a part of. And that's maybe the reason why I've been in the trenches for so long, is because I've been able to collaborate with a lot of different musicians and guitar players.
Well, you try to pass along everything that you've learned through having your own lesson programs, the Ryan Roxy's System 12 Guitar Method. Tell us a little bit more about that, and you know, I how people can maybe learn how to pick up the instrument, because I'm a frustrated musician myself as a DJ, because I can't play, but I've got
yes,
a guitar.
You can. Everybody, dude, everybody can play guitar. My mantra with System 12 is, if Courtney Love can play guitar, so can you. So the thing about it is that, honestly, it's like it was spawned during the dark times, during the COVID era. It was something I had wanted to do for a long, long time. I've been doing a lot of sort of short video lessons about guitar, but I wanted to put a whole course together that would allow someone that was very new to the instrument or already had some experience in the instrument, but just didn't have that foundation, didn't look at the guitar the same way I looked at it. Because what I did is I took, you know, 40, 50 years of playing guitar and all the little guitar hacks and all the little shortcuts that I wish someone would have told me when I was learning them. I sort of put them out in a 12 course, you know, a 12 lesson course. And basically, the reason why it's system 12 is because in music, in sort of Western music, there's 12 notes. It's seven whole notes and there's sharps and flats.
Okay.
And the guitar only has 12 frets until it repeats itself. So already, if you look at guitar and you see those two dots on the 12th fret, that's your cue sign right there that the guitar just repeats itself. So if you can understand that first half, you can understand the second half. It's the same exact thing, just a repeat. So I do a bunch of little tricks like that. If you're interested in checking out the System 12, the first two lessons I have on my website are free, and you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if it's for you. Again, RyanRoxy.com. Just click under the System 12 tab and get yourself playing guitar. Honestly, you'll be playing a song within the first lesson.
Now, see, you taught me something there. I never understood. I'm looking back here at my guitar right now saying, where's those two dots at? There they are, you know.
Yeah, those are called fret markers. And, I mean, wow, check it out. I have a guitar right here.
Yeah, but, you know, exactly.
There's those two dots, and your guitar is only half that length. All this is just a repeat of this. That's why there's a dot here and a dot here. Now, common sense, too. If there's a dot on the third fret, what fret do you think the repeat would be, this first dot would be? If you add 12.
Yeah.
The 15th fret. If you count them up, boom, you're on the 15th fret.
Yeah. What? You taught me something right there. the thing is,
our first guitar lesson on air. I love it.
There you go. I think we just did that. What do you think is the major thing? And like I just said, you know, I'm a little bit older. So what stops people from learning the guitar?
The limitations they put on themselves. The fact that they think they can't. And honestly, with the method that I show you, because I don't take too big of steps, mm-hmm. baby steps. One little step at a time. A lot of guitar teachers and a lot of people that learn guitar, the first thing to do is learn their first position chords, where your finger and your hand and your left hand, if you're, you know, playing traditionally, if you're a lefty, then it's obviously opposite. But if you're playing your first position chords and you've never played guitar before, you're forcing yourself to do things with your left hand that you've never done before, and it's hard, and it's confusing, it's discombobulating, so frustration sets in rather quick. What I do is I wait way, 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 way down the system to teach you your first position chords, and immediately I teach you the names of the notes on the first on the two strings, which is your sixth string and your fifth string, which are super easy, because once you know those notes, you just can easily make a power chord out of two of those notes. And once you know a power chord, you know every song that's ever been written. So like I said, it's obviously the approach that you do it and the way you, in order of which you do it. And like, again, I wouldn't have been able to put this into an actual course unless I had learned the shortcuts myself. And I said, well, why wouldn't I learn my power chords before my first position chords? That sounds much more common sense-wise to do it. So there you go. That's the reason why. The limitations that people put on themselves and frustration are the reason why most people quit guitar. But my whole System 12 allows you to do that and sets you up for a foundation so then you go on your own guitar journey. I don't need you to hang around me forever. I need just to teach you the basics. You learn, then go down the YouTube rabbit hole and learn yourself.
Yeah.
Now, send me a postcard when you're rich and famous. That's what I say, just like the jerk.
There you go. Now, Alice Cooper's notorious for his touring schedule. What do you got coming for the rest of the year? Are you hitting the road with Alice again?
Yeah, and just we're literally hitting it in just a couple weeks. There's two actual different shows that are happening all throughout the year. There's an Alice Cooper, Chris Angel show in Vegas. It's more of a residency. He's going to combine like super cool, like insane illusions with a rock and roll show. I don't think that's ever been done, but the Criss Angel, Alice Cooper, Welcome to Our Nightmare show is one of the shows that's happening. And then the other is a brand new set, pieces, and a whole new, you know, a whole new look for the Alice Cooper band with Alice's Attic. You get to the whole stage setup looks like up what you would expect to find up in Alice's attic. And there's a lot of cool songs in there that Alice hasn't played for a bunch of years now. So it's definitely something that is worth checking out if you see it in a town near you. And again, I don't want to keep going back to it, but if you need tour dates, you need all that kind of inspiration.
RyanRoxy.com.
You got it. See, Earl? You're my PR man.
I try to do my best, that's for sure. Ryan, we thank you for the time today. And if anybody needs to know more, RyanRoxy.com is the place to go for the System 12 guitar method, for tour dates, for podcasts. Yeah, in the trenches.
New music.
New music. It's all there. RyanRoxy.com. Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Appreciate you taking the time, man. I appreciate you having me on. And hopefully I'll see some of your listeners out when we come to wherever we come to in your world, whether you're listening to us on the web or you're listening to it on the radio or whatever. I want to see you. If you see Alice Cooper on the marquee, you'll see me on stage with him.
Thank you. You're listening to Rock at Night.